Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is a public service announcement, man. If you need graphics, music production, CD duplication, a recording studio, custom clothing, or DJ services, man, Target Squad got you. Squad up. Man, holla at Target Squad at www.myspace.com/Target Squad or call them at 202-437-0536. 202-437-0536, man. Anything you need to promote yourself and your business, man, Target Squad got you. And tell them Lushy Lush sent you, man. You just officially got stamped, man.
Yo, this is Lushy Love live in the building, you know what I'm saying? And we in it, and we going to do it. Today, we doing a special exclusive show. It's called a Buzz Exclusive, coming from Lush Radio Online. You can call in at 347-826-7722. This is Lushy Lush. I'm going to be live with Mr. Affirmy from WTR-TV. We're going to be talking about a leak out about the truth about what's about you getting signed in the industry, what's really going on, because the labels is talking and the streets need to know what's really going on. And is hip-hop really dead? And was Nas already just, you know, just telling the future of hip-hop? So y'all need to call in, you know what I'm saying, because this is a serious issue, and we're going to have Mr. Affirmy live in the building. We got a caller calling in. 256, where you at?
What's up? This Tam Tam representing Huntsville, Alabama, that 256. I'm down in the south.
That's what I'm talking about. We got 216 live in the building. Where you at?
What's poppin'? It's your boy Young Platinum. You know what I'm saying? Producer, fucking with Tam, connected up. What's up with it?
What's up with it, man? You know what I'm saying? This issue today, you know, I'm waiting for my man Christian Affirmy to call in, man. We got a leak out directly from the industry cats themselves, you know what I'm saying, about actually cats getting signed in the industry, man. Is hip-hop really dead? Did Nas for the truth, man? That's what it is. That's what we're talking about.
Okay. Well, what's good? What's good? It's Christian Affirmy, yo. Yo, first, let me just start this off saying this, is that I got some important information from the industry about the state of hip-hop and what it takes for artists to get signed nowadays. All right? Now, let me just introduce myself. My name is Christian Affirmy, a.k.a. the Karma Chameleon. I'm the producer, CEO of WTR-TV. And before I get into my statements that I'm about to make, here's my disclaimer. Everything I say is the truth, is facts. I am in bed with the labels. I am media. So I got to put that out there just to say, well, they'd be like, well, how is this cat saying this when he doing all of that too? But consider me like the Oracle and the Matrix. I'm part of the system, but I'm here to change the system as well. All right, so let's get into it, though. The big thing that I heard directly from a major label was the fact that no more artists was really getting signed from major labels, okay? The main thing that they was doing now is most artists are getting blown up through independent labels or they're going through the television route. So that gives us that puts us in the state like, well, what happened to the game? Why are they just saying, you know, skip artists? Why they're not signing artists off their talent, but they rather rush them through some television and stuff like that, or you know, they got to take another route. first, we got Tam on the phone. Tam, why don't you explain to us exactly how you started in this game and your affiliation with your independent label? And how you feel, or just some little trials and tribulations of what you went through.
Right. Well, first and foremost, I want to say hip-hop ain't dead. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop is a way of life. You know what I'm saying? And it's never dead. You know, people, they assume hip-hop is dead because it's kind of like availability heuristics. What you see every day, that's what you perceive. So the music that's out in front of you, you know what I'm saying, okay, you might not like that, but that don't mean that, you know what I'm saying, these underground cats not giving you what's considered to be hip-hop or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? So basically, I mean, there's a lot of people that's doing their thing. It's because I'm not that commercial artist that's in front of you every day, and you don't see me doing that. That don't mean, you know what I'm saying, that hip hop is not going on. I mean, you know what I'm saying, hip hop has so many different branches. I'm not supposed to be like you. I'm not supposed to do what you're doing. I'm supposed to do me. Either you're going to like what I do or you're not going to like what I do. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is not going to like what you do. You know what I'm saying? I started probably about 13, 14 years ago, you know what I'm saying? And basically, you know what I'm saying, my brother, he had a label called Lavish Records, and he put on a bunch of male artists locally. And he was working with Brandy and Ray J's brother, C-Dove, who started the rap group Melodrama. And I used to just go to the office and just basically gain the knowledge of the business first. And then C-Dove, he eventually put me in the rap group Melodrama. So I was touring with the group Melodrama and Master P, Twista, and everybody before I could even write a 16. So, you know what I'm saying? I had, like, a lot of great experiences, and I just started to evolve and become who I am today. And, you know what I'm saying, later on in my career, you know what I'm saying, as I began to mold myself, I met Sean Walker, who started Big Image Entertainment. And he released a lot of independent releases from the city. And I had a single that hit locally called Welcome Hot Tamale. At the time, my city was not supporting local music on commercial radio. So I was the first artist in my city to, you know what I'm saying, really get that buzz going on in my city that opened up a lot of doors for the artists where I'm at. And I eventually, you know what I'm saying, linked up with Big Cat Records, you know what I'm saying, the infamous label Gucci Mane. And I started jumping on a lot of the street-certified mixtapes and doing, you know what I'm saying, a lot of businesses with them. But, you know, a major release wasn't released from Big Cat, you know what I'm saying? So I've still been doing my own thing with my own label, you know what I'm saying? I have my own independent label. Just because you're on a label doesn't mean that as an artist you're supposed to just sit back and let that label do everything. You still got to grind at the same time. So that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? The same thing that the label doing is the same thing that I can do. You know what I'm saying? So it's just basically getting out there and networking with the DJs. And you just got to stay out there. You got to stay on your grind. You know what I'm saying? It's an everyday hustle. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is.
Okay. But see, we know, okay, when we say hip-hop is dead, we're talking about the culture. We're talking about everything that came with it and how it started. Okay,
because
right, what we're doing now, okay, it is a genre of music, okay? But what we're the main topic pretty much is how do we get exposure or how do we get artists on nowadays?
Can I jump in?
How do you get artists on? I mean,
yeah.
it's still up to the artist to do their part, too, to get out there and grind. A label is not going to do everything for you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's up to you, too, to take that responsibility. It's your career. Ain't nobody going to promote you like you can promote yourself.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
What do hip-hop being dead got to do with an artist getting a record deal? I mean, so to say, like, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Supposedly, the birth of hip-hop was in New York City, which we all might agree that's where they first exposed it. But to my knowledge, Rudy Ray Moore was one of the first people who ever put rhymes together. You understand what I'm saying? And he went from New York. So what I'm saying, my hip-hop ain't New York hip-hop. So if you want to say New York hip-hop dead, you could say that. But
exactly.
Where I'm from, my hip-hop is alive and kicking. You better ask Wayne down there, bottom of the map, did 1.5. You understand? So
We're not saying basically hip hop totally is dead. In the underground independent network that network where I'm trying to find a channel for cats to get on, which is my whole message statement in Lush Radio, what I'm saying is the authentic hip hop when we first started with a whole movement, that movement is dead when it comes to mainstream commercial stuff. The cats that getting signed is not true hip-hop people. Hip-hop become pop-pop. That's a mix of pop and hip-hop mixed together. We got Lil Wayne, Soulja Boy, and all that. That's what we have evolved into. Hip-hop that we had authentic, that movement is within the independent circle.
Right, but if that's what you like to do as that type of artist, then do that. You know what I'm saying? You can't. Everybody's not going to be the same type of artist. I mean, it would be definitely boring to be just because you a backpack rapper or whatever, and you want to come that way, then you be that Loopy Fiasco, which is a dope artist, and he's definitely doing his thing on a commercial level, just like a Kanye West. But you still got your Jeezys, you still got your Lil Wayne's. If that's what you want to do and that's what you're gravitating towards and that's how you want to market yourself, then do that. You know?
What I'm trying to say is that the labels basically is not supporting. Like, cats is coming, like, okay, take for instance Common and Rakim and all these KRS-One, they ain't getting no spins. They ain't getting no rotation. They ain't getting no play. They are not. The commercial industry is not supporting these cats that's indies, that's doing that authentic hip hop, that's trying to bring it back. They not supporting going into the venue of pop, even taking that pop to the mix of the rock music. They ain't touching none of that. Jay-Z, T.I., all of these young jocks, they the last of the breed that they ain't even touching anymore.
Right, it's not just I feel what you're saying, but it's not just the label's responsibility, because everything is everything. It's about supply and demand too. So you got to look at consumers. If that's what consumers want, if they want your Soulja Boys and they want your Young Jocks, then that's what they gonna be up on. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know too many people where I'm at that's bumping no Common. I just don't understand
how is Young Jock different from Common? Common came out his mouth and said on the award show, the BET award, that they the same people. They do the same. Common from Chicago, Jock from Atlanta. It's two different cities, two different things. But at the end of the day, man, they doing the same thing. Just because they wearing it different don't mean it's different. It's the same thing. That's what people see. That's messing the game up when people want to say, well, Common is different than Young Jock. At the end of the day, man, it's about doing this music. If you got Common, probably don't got no problem selling records, even though he don't get no spins, because Common got a fan base.
Exactly.
The hip hop done got bigger than what Rakim seen in the '80s. It done involved to a whole bigger machine that can't nobody stop it. And it's money to be made. And so basically, if I'm gonna do this one rap, just say backpack rap. But I mean, at the end of the day, everybody got families to feed. Everybody trying to get their businesses started and do whatever they're trying to do. It's like you telling people, well, don't get in the limelight and don't do this. Just keep it going this way because
nobody's saying not getting in the limelight. What I'm saying is basically ain't trying to sign nobody. Industry is not going to do the promotion for you that, just like she said, that you can do for yourself. And the main thing is bringing your whole buzz. It's like Soulja Boy. I'm not going to say he the hottest dude out here, but concept of him bringing the buzz to himself, allowing people to come and draw the audience to him, is what I'm saying. Independence, you got to bring your own buzz, and you got to spending that money on that $200 pair of tennis shoes, spending on promotion and getting yourself out there.
That's true.
Okay,
let me
get back to the whole beginning of the topic. The whole beginning of the topic is that what. Is the fact that why the labels is not signing the artists anymore.
Two labels
that's,
are signing artists.
That's the whole beginning. But to be honest with you, like I was told, they said that you got to go through an indie label or it's the television blowing them up. Okay, so basically corporate has turned their backs on the underground hip-hop scene.
I don't think so, really, because I see a lot of cats in my market that's getting signed every day, and they got their own labels, and they're not going through like a mini major, like a
But realistically,
when they get signed, Puffy be signing, when they get signed, what are you really doing with them? Nothing. These cats are still sitting around. I seen plenty of niggas that got signed to major labels, and they ain't doing nothing with them.
Okay,
so what are you doing as yourself as an independent to get yourself out there? This is what I'm trying to say.
Realistically, this is two things. You're either in a club, you're on radio, or you're on TV in somebody's rotation. Then you somebody that's doing something.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's those are artists that's out there. Gucci Mane got Cleveland on lock in the clubs.
Because he's an artist out there. Right.
Okay, but what he just said, what he just told us that his connect told us that You can get in the game by going through, like, TV and things like that. And that, and I understand exactly what he's saying, but that's what's messing it up. Because if you put me on a TV, man, on every market 2,000 times a day, I'm gonna be in the limelight too. No, regardless of if I'm whack or I'm nice. And that's the thing about it. See, that's the problem. They need to quit putting these dudes on for TV, put people on TV every day. Like, I want to work for Diddy and making a band, and we keep seeing Whack Day 26. But these cats, like, this garbage. See, that's the garbage.
But I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell you why they doing that. They doing it because the game has got too saturated. You
but
can't,
that's garbage.
You
that's saturating the game.
But
you put somebody on TV 30 times a day saying, man, I'm going to feed this to y'all and I'm going to make you eat this. You're going to eat this. This is what I'm going to give you. That's saturating the game, man.
Right. I think a lot of it has to do with the artist talk, though. Because if you got a whack artist who grind is better than an artist that's super dope, then that's the difference. That whack artist can get out there quicker because they grind ethic is better. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got a soldier.
Grindo, they got backing for somebody that got that guap. It's, you know what I'm saying? Money talk.
But he had his grind up, though. He had to have his grind up before he even got to that level. You got to look at what an artist like a Soulja Boy was doing before he even got picked up. You know
I mean, he was manipulating the YouTube. He manipulated the internet point blank. He got it in. He got the buzz through his city. He got buzz worldwide through YouTube and the internet. Now this cat is selling shoes, doing it. He said if he really wanted to, he can freaking sound good if he really wanted to. But why city? Because the industry like this crap.
Well, I heard one thing Chris said when Chris came online. He said, you know what, he in the same media with the same people, but his goals are changing. So, you know, he got a TV show, and trust me, I'm in Cleveland and shit popping hard. All locals, they come to him. But he also put stuff on there just like, you know, you were not going to see on BET. That's probably one of the reasons why the show popping, because you're not going to see this on BET or MTV, even if this cat had a deal. So what you doing with your radio show and what he doing with his TV show, that's what we need. We need a million of y'all. That's the only way we're going to be able to go against the machine. You understand? Where people can put the new cats coming on who trying to get it, who everybody feel got talent, but, you know, BET or MTV not going to mess with them. You know what I'm saying? So if it's another Rakim out there and it's a million shows like this and a million TV shows, he'll get where he need to be.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But another thing is, as far as Soulja Boy is concerned, his target market, the consumers, that, you know what I'm saying, his fans, they like it. So the industry sees a way to make money off of what his fans and his market, what they like. So they're making money off it. So, of course, the industry going to gravitate towards that and keep that out there because they're making money off of it.
Industry itself was a whole culture. It was a whole movement. But the thing, when we allowed corporate America to capitalize on hip-hop, that's when it just went, you know, on a different, total different branch than what the whole main movement was about. But, I mean, we allowed it to happen. So, you know what I'm saying? It's for up to us to actually open up outlets for people so they can really get on, like shows like my show, Lush Radio, like shows like WTR, that's showing the real, authentic stuff. You know, you got some mainstream. We got love for the mainstream, but still at the same time, you got independent artists that's way better than half of these cats that signed.
That's true. Step they grind up.
Right.
So okay, but that's a strong statement. So,
yeah,
so
a lot
the
of
main reason
there,
what
though.
We need to do is find out why is that? Why is it that these artists out here are the artists that is signed? Is something that most people in the general public really ain't feeling, or say like people of our generation, we don't feel it because we say that's not really hip hop.
Right.
Okay. Hip hop was a culture movement. That was a that's our urban culture. That's our urban culture, and they completely destroyed it.
I don't see it destroyed. I feel like
Soulja
Boy is hip-hop.
I mean, I agree to what he's saying. I agree what you're saying, and I kind of agree what he's saying. It's like they did screw it up. You know what I'm saying? They definitely screwed it up. But at the end of the day, man, Soulja Boy is 19 years old. Before I seen Soulja Boy, the stuff Soulja Boy was doing is some of the stuff my little brother was doing. You know what I'm saying? Whether he think he fresh, rocking colorful shoes and all. My brother was doing that before I heard of a Soulja Boy, so I can't put it all on Soulja Boy. Like, he, like LL said the same thing. LL called himself the GOAT. Ain't too many people going to argue about LL hip-hop and what LL got to say about hip-hop. And LL said he don't feel like Soulja Boy is killing hip-hop himself. And I feel like single-handedly, man, he's not killing hip-hop, man.
Nah,
he's a teenager,
all.
Man. He's
right.
A teenager with
I mean, we can't just blame the artist. We got DJs that are the biggest thing that can be a detrimental thing to the whole hip-hop and the circulation of your music. We got DJs, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to put all the blame on them, but it's DJs, it's the industry, it's everything within itself. You know what I'm saying? And then we don't come together as artists to support one another, to make outlets for cats out here that's independent doing their thing. We don't do it.
Right.
I mean, most of our independent artists need to follow the protocol on how to get in the game. And that brings us back to the original topic of getting signed with an indie label or, you know, going through whatever, BET, Wild Out Wednesdays and shit. You know what I'm saying? So basically, those is pretty much the two outlets that you have right now. I've heard it. They told me that's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we as media people, artists, producers, we got to figure out, well, no, this is our stuff. This is our culture. We decide what goes on, and we decide or who we should put out there and stuff. Because somebody out there is really making decisions for us. You know, trust me, they service me the videos and stuff. I don't play everything I get. I try to be universal. I play what's hot. I play stuff that I personally like. I play stuff that I don't even like either. But I say, well, maybe somebody else might like it. So if it's good and it's got a nice positive message, I'll spin it, you know. But I mean, the whole point is this, that artists need to just step their game up on their business and stuff.
That's the thing that me and Chris, you know what I'm saying, always stress when he's on my show or when I'm on my show. It's basically, like I said to all y'all, support the independent movement, independent entrepreneurs, you know what I'm saying, and business owners that's trying to do their thing out here. And basically, if you're going to come out here correct. Have your business together, man. Go LLC, copyright your music, get your stuff together, man. Don't rely on no big industry. Don't think big industry, because who knows if you're even going to get there. But make sure you take care of you by getting your paperwork together and you get your grind on so you can still capitalize on the game.
That's a real fit.
Exactly. I'm going to tell y'all why hip-hop left New York, left the East Coast. It left the East Coast because niggas was getting shot in studios. Niggas was getting shot outside the radio stations. Them corporate people wasn't having it. They said, you know what, we can't even do business like this because the game had got so degraded up there. And that's why it left New York. They took it to the South because they probably felt like, yo, these people, they're more on their game. They're trying to really get it. So, I mean, that's to all the East Coasters out there. If y'all really want to know why the East Coast ain't on no more, you can forget about the West. We already know what happened out there. You know what I'm saying? With the whole Suge Knight, the Biggie killing, the NWA years and all that stuff. So they definitely was like, well, we ain't going to put it up there. So it was only, you know, smart to put it down in the South, you know. But we saying that pretty much the culture is dead of what we believed in coming up in the 80s, the early 90s and stuff. One big commercial game right now. And it's okay to play it. I'm not saying don't play it. But when you play it for real and do you for real. You know what I'm saying? And just listen to the music. Go back, listen to Nas, listen to Jay-Z, because they giving you all the scoop in their musicals, really what's going on and stuff.
Right, but I mean, you got a lot of artists that's doing that's on the East Coast, too. I don't think it's just one particular issue as far as the shootings and all of that for the reason why the South is exactly where they are at today. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's just per
well,
se.
No,
just
don't
that.
Get me wrong. The South make good music, make good dance music. But, I mean, I think
just that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just that. It's no message. They follow suit of the Jay-Z years with the whole bling bling era. Because, I mean, in all reality.
There's no message. I mean, you got artists like 8-Ball and MJG. You got your Outkastes. You know what I'm saying? You got your Goody Mobs. You got a lot of people that's been putting in work that give you great messages in their music. You know what I'm saying?
But they was giving messages. They was giving messages when hip hop was still alive.
They're not getting fans. I mean, you got Goody Mobs yet, but I'm saying, where's the new stuff that they came out that they spinning right now?
I'm just basically speaking in terms of the artists that started and basically like your Outkast. You know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of artists, your T.I.s. Your T.I.s, of course they give messages in their music. Of course they do.
Yeah.
T.I. is not dance music.
They give messages in their music and stuff like that. But see, the same thing is like all these people listening to the message, that's the thing.
Of course they are. I see them riding their car with it every day. I hear them riding their car to it. So, I mean, of course they are.
Yep. But hip-hop, it was once upon a time a movement of upliftment for all black people. It was our urban American culture. Now it ain't nothing but a big-ass corporate machine. You know what I'm saying? So we got to look at, well, who's running this machine?
I think it's been a corporate machine.
You know, but I mean, the time we running out of time, man. You know what I'm saying, Lush? Go ahead. I know you gotta play that joint for everybody else. Y'all listen to this. Hip hop is dead, cause Nas really he put it to bed in it, and he got important messages. You gotta really listen to what they saying and what he's trying to say, how it started and where it went to.
But before I leave off, though, you know what I'm saying, you know, I want the young lady to shout out, you know what I'm saying, the MySpace page and where they can hit her up at, and you know what I mean?
What's up, everybody? Y'all hit me up at www.myspace.com/TamTamIsHotTamala.
That's what I'm talking about. Shout out that WTR, man.
Yo, check out WTR at www.witnesstherealist.com or MySpace.com/WTR Television. If y'all want to hit me up on some stuff, y'all hit me in an email. We're going to blog this. Just hit me up. We'll chop it because I got the dirt on what's going on in the industry, flat out. If y'all want to know how to get on, holla at me.
Make sure y'all support that.
Yeah, man. Support the movement, independent artists, independent entrepreneurs, man. Love, peace, and happiness. Mikasa, Sukasa. I'm about to go into this song, Hip Hop is Dead. You know what I'm saying? One love, man. Get on your grind. Get your game up, man. For real.
Track again, y'all. NYC, Dirty South, West Coast, Midwest, let's go. If hip hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip and body them all day. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. If hip hop should die before I wake, I load an extended clip and body them all day. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. Smoke, chill, party, and die in the same corner. Get cast, lit fast, body they man's mama. Quick, fast, trigger fingers on a llama. Revenge in the eyes, Hennessy in the ganja. Words to the wise, with villain state of minds. Grinded, hitting Brazilian dimes from behind. Grinded, hitting Brazilian dimes from behind.
Grinded, hitting Brazilian dimes from behind.
Whenever, if ever, I roll up, it's sewn up. Any ghetto would tell you Nas help grow what's up. My face once graced promotional Sony trucks. 100 million in billing, I helped blow them up. Gave my man my right, I could've went left. So like my girl Foxy, the kid went down. So people, who's the top 10? Is it MC Shan? Is it MC Ren? If hip hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip and body them all day. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. If hip hop should die before I wake, I load an extended clip and body them all day. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. Bigger the cap, the bigger the pillin'. Come through something ill, missing the seal.
What influenced my rap? Stick-ups and killings, kidnappings, project billings, drug dealings. Criticize that, why is that? Cause Nas rap is compared to legitimized crap. Cause we love to talk on nasty chickens. Most intellectuals will only half listen. So you can't blame jazz musicians or David Stern with his NBA fashion issues. Oh, I think they like me and my white tee. You can't ice me, we here for life, B. On my second marriage, hip-hop's my first wifey. And for that, we not taking it lightly. If hip-hop should die, we die together. Bodies in the morgue lie together, all together now. If hip-hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip and body them all day. Roller every station, wreck the DJ. Roller every station, wreck the DJ. If hip-hop should die before I wake, I load an extended clip and body them all day. Roller every station, wreck the DJ. Roller A station, wreck the DJ. Everybody sound the same, commercialize the game, reminiscing when it wasn't all business. It forgot where it started, so we all gather here for the daily departed. Hip hopper since the toddler, one homeboy became a man then a monster. If it dies, let me get my last swig of vodka. R.I.P. We donate your lungs to a roster. Went from turntables to MP3s, from B Street to commercials on Mickey D's, from gold cables to Jacobs. From plain facials to Botox and facelift, I'm looking over my shoulder. It's about 80 people from my hood that showed up, and they came to show love. Sold out concert and the doors are closed shut.
Hip hop, I don't know if it's dead, but you know what? All I can say is make your choice. Lush Radio exclusive. Buzz, holla at your girl. Support your girl that was live in the building. Support WTR, support Lush Radio, support the independent movement. Love, peace, and happiness, man. I'm out. Later, because you already know.